Proclamation number 6029 of 20th of August, 1954. Love of God indispensable. No being can do without God's love, for His love is the strength which sustains everything, and all living creations would cease to exist if God's love turned away from them. And even if the being itself turns away from God, God still does not withdraw His love. It is just that the being which rejects His love will not feel it as an influx of bliss, but its existence will only be assured. It will never be able to pass away. But it can still be wretched. Precisely because it rejects God's love, which is the epitome of all beatitude. But God's love has set itself the aim of the beatification of all beings. God's love will always endeavor to change the being's will of rejection into a desirous will. It will do everything to motivate the being to voluntarily expose itself to God's irradiation of love, because this will restore the original state. To be powerful and blissful. Only when the being of its own free will allows God's love to have an effect on it, when it surrenders itself to God's love, will this state be achieved again. Thus no human being is without God's love, even though he consciously turns away from Him, denies Him, or even still finds himself in complete resistance to God. Yet he is nothing of His love, he does not feel it as a benefit, as happiness, as light or strength. For such is only possible through the conscious acceptance of His love, through a conscious striving towards Him, through surrendering oneself to Him, through a will fully turned towards God. But then the strength of love will have a powerful effect, then the whole person will change and he will also feel a bliss within himself which he no longer wants to miss. He enters the state of realization again. God's love provides him with light, and the realization of the connection with his Creator and Father of eternity, the realization of his aim and the knowledge of God's love and grace makes him happy and also impels him to reach his aim on earth. To be and remain united with the One who created him, with the One from whose love he once emerged. The knowledge of God and His love is already a bright ray of light which God's love let fall into the human being's heart and which ignited, which was not stifled by the human being's will before it ignited. Every person is seized by God's love if only he opens a small crack of his heart to catch the ray of love. And every person should know that this is his earthly task, to consciously surrender himself to God's love so that it can also take hold of him in order to radiate through him, for there is no beatitude without God's love. There is no light and no strength without God's love, because God himself is love and light and strength. And thus everything in creation, all visible and invisible works of creation, God's strength of love which has become form, is nevertheless in a state of compulsion, in an unhappy state, as long as they themselves resist the flow of love, as long as they are still at a far distance from God in terms of will. If this resistance is relinquished, i.e., if the human being turns to God of his own free will, then God's strength of love can flow towards him to such an extent that the distance will be increasingly reduced until, in the end, unification with God takes place and thereby the original state, which is the human being's final aim on earth, is achieved. That everything created by God will be blissfully happy again in light and strength and endless love. Amen.